Stop your dial. You found us. You're on 88.5 KKRN in Bella Vista. And I'm the Analog Man.
I'm Ruby Tuesday.
I'm Sammy Joe.
And I'm Harmonica Steve.
And you're listening to
Strictly Vinyl.
Welcome, everybody. All right, you've got a good show for you tonight. We'll be playing some good tunes. First up here, we have a band that everybody knows, Creedence Clearwater Revival. This is off their Green River album, released in 1969. This song reached number two on the Billboard charts. And CCR was also inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1993 and have sold over 26 million albums in the U.S. alone. Steve, you got a story about CCR, don't you?
Yeah, well, it was 1968, and was the year I graduated from high school and down the Bay Area in El Cerrito, and it was our senior prom, and our senior president went out and hired a band. And he came back and told us, hey, I hired this great band. They're called Creedence Clearwater Revival. And, of course, we had never heard of them. They hadn't had an album out at all. And we were going, John, you must be crazy. You hired a revival band for our senior prom. But he said, oh, don't worry. They'll be fine. And they were. They were fantastic. We saw them, and they played for 4 hours. And then a few weeks later, they came out with their first album, and we saw it in the stores and bought it up and been listening to them ever since.
And telling that story ever since.
That's
a great story. All right, so here's CCR with Bad Moon Rising.
Don't around some more. Live your life like a wrecking ball. Just get carried away and let it bounce back from another close call. Live your life like a wrecking ball.
You're listening to Strictly Vinyl on KKRN 88.5. All right, so that was Joe Walsh's Wrecking Ball, released on the Analog Man album in 2012. And Jeff Lynn co-produced that album and also plays rhythm guitar and backing vocals on that album there. And I got a song for, or a question for Sammy Joe here. Did you know that Joe Walsh is associated to a Beatle?
Yeah,
Ringo Starr is his brother-in-law.
Yeah, Joe Walsh went to his birthday party.
Yes.
And he sang.
And Ringo actually plays drums on a few tracks on that album.
Yeah, that's cool. I was hoping he would show up at the Ringo Starr concert I went to, but he didn't.
All right, so the next song we got here for you is a Tom Petty song. This is off the Hard Promises album, which was released in 1981. This is a duet with Stevie Nicks. This album was recorded at the famous Sound City Studio in Van Nuys, California. At about the same time that Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers were going to record this album in the studio, John Lennon was scheduled to be in the studio at the same time. And Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers were looking forward to meeting him in the studio, since the Beatles were a major influence on their music. But before they could meet, of course, John Lennon was murdered in New York. So to pay tribute to John Lennon, after they finished this album, etched around on the master vinyl, they etched "We Love You, JL" on the master copy. So all the Hard Promises first issues have this etching. So I was looking at this one that I just got. I actually got it from my dad, got it for me for Christmas. And sure enough, it has that etching in the sign. So good job, Dad. You found an actual original first pressing. So here we go off the Hard Promises album. This is Tom Petty with Stevie Nicks, Insider.
You got a dangerous background and everything you dreamed of.
these quiet world of white and gold. Let echo the world and know. Let echo where you left to rest. Not one of your twisted friends. I've no one you couldn't love. I'm an insider. I've been
Okay, this is Harmonica Steve, and that was Tom Petty there, and with a little dust on the needle that kind of passed through, but that's what happens when you're playing live vinyl records.
Yeah, I'm going to have to clean that one. I think I picked up a few cat hairs on that.
Cat hairs on that, yep. Analog Man, that's for sure. Okay, well, hey, well, tonight I'm going to play a couple of real different tunes here to start with, and my first one is from the Isley Brothers, who were a they started out as a church gospel group. And then, as a lot of others do, kind of got into the rhythm and blues scene in the 50s. And they came out with a big hit called Shout in 1959. And I don't know if you ever saw Animal House, but it was that tune was played in Animal House when they had their big toga party. That was the song they were playing. So they had a big hit with that. And then later just kind of kept touring and doing some other stuff, but really didn't have any big hits. And in the mid-60s, they did a tour from Atlanta into the South, and they hired a young guitar player fresh out of the Army, and his name was Jimi Hendrix, and he did a tour with the Isley Brothers for a year or so, and I think a lot of his music were kind of rubbed off on them. Then later on, you know, the kind of the rock influence came on with the Isley Brothers, and they kind of got into the rock scene, and the younger brothers came into the band. There were three new Isley Brothers along with the three older ones. And their influences really were Carlos Santana and Jimi Hendrix. This was the great George Isley on lead guitar. And one of the fine guitar players. I'm going to play a tune off of their album called That Lady. And I just want you to listen to this really excellent guitar part all through this. So here, I'm going to start it.
Bring, I would give her anything if she would just do what I said.
day. That was the Isley Brothers with the great Ernie Isley on lead guitar. And now I'm going to play something that's a completely, totally different from the Isley Brothers. And this is an album that I was going through my records about a week ago, and I saw this, and I hadn't seen this one in a while. And I completely forgot about this fellow, Doug Kershaw, the great Cajun fiddler. And I bought this album in 1969. And, of course, he had had a career before 1969 with his brother Rusty doing some country stuff. But then he kind of got adopted by the hippies there in at the Fillmore East in New York, and played a lot of concerts there in the 69, 70, 71. And this Doug Kershaw raised down in the way down in the swampland in Louisiana with that great Cajun fiddle. And this is a song, kind of the story of his growing up, and it's called Louisiana Man.
Put my mama and papa call her little boy Ned, and they raised him on the banks of a riverbed. A houseboat tied to a big tall tree, a home for my papa and my mama and me. The clock strikes three and papa jumps to his feet. Already mama's cooking papa something to eat. At half past papa he's ready to go. Jumps in his bureau, headed down the bayou. He's got fishing lines strung across the Louisiana River. Gotta catch a big fish for us to eat. He's setting traps in the swamp, catching anything he can. He's gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Got muskrat hides hanging by the dozens. Even got a lady make a muskrat's cousin. Got a mop drying in the hot, hot sun. Tomorrow papa's gonna turn him into money. Well, they call my mama Rita and my daddy Jack, and little baby brother on the floor that smack. Grand and Lynn are the family twins. Big brother Eddie's on the bayou fishing. On the river float papa's great big boat. That's how my papa goes into town. It takes him every bit of a night and a day to even reach a place where people stay. I can hardly wait until tomorrow comes around. That's the day my papa takes a first to town. Papa promised me that I could go. He'd even let me see a cowboy show. I saw the cowboys and Indians for the first time then. I told my pa I gotta go again. Well, papa said, son, we've got lines to run. We'll come back again, the first is work to be done. We've got fishing lines come across the Louisiana River. Gotta catch a big fish for us to eat. He's setting traps in the swamp, catching anything he can. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man. Gotta make a living, he's a Louisiana man.
Okay, that was Louisiana Man by Doug Kershaw. And that was kind of different than the Isley Brothers, that's for sure. So anyway, I'm going to finish up here with Johnny Wintertune. And I would like to wish my next door neighbor, Leroy Hofer, and a contributor here and underwriter here at KKRN, big supporter of KKRN Radio, he and his wife, the lovely Michelle. And they play in the, of course, they are the Heavy Dose of Blues band. And it's Leroy's birthday tomorrow. And, you know, Leroy, if you're listening, it's been a great run up here. He's my next door neighbor, my upstream neighbor, and we've been living here on the Little Cow Creek for 25 years. And Leroy, it's been a great run, and thanks for being a great neighbor and friend. And it's his birthday tomorrow, February 4th, and it's also Sammy Joe's dad's birthday, Dan Myers. So yeah, we would like to wish him a happy birthday. Go ahead, Sammy.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Happy birthday, Dan.
I'll see you later. tonight when I get home.
If we make it, it's snowing outside.
That's so. Right. We got snow here in Round Mountain. I don't think it's going to be too much, but it sure is pretty out there right now. So, hey, I'm going to play a Johnny Winter tune, and this is kind of a theme song. And I think Leroy, now that he's gotten to that magic number, and he was born in 1956, so I'll let you guys do the math. But he can kind of relate to this song. And that's, you know, we got out. We got out of Oakland. Leroy and I lived in Oakland and worked in Oakland, and we got out, and we made it up here to this beautiful country to live, and this is kind of a song about that, and every time I play this, I feel good about being here.
One. Don't hit it now. Hit it on four. One, two, three, four.
Did you ever take a look who you left around? Everyone I thought was cool is 6 feet underground. They tried to get me lots of times, and now they're coming after you. I got out and I'm here to say, baby, you could get out too. I'm still alive and well, still alive and well. Every now and then I know it's kind of hard to tell, but I'm still alive and well.
Thanks for tuning in to Strictly Vinyl on KKRN 88.5 Bella Vista. All right, so we got a community calendar here, and what that is just showcases the local musicians here in the North States. We want to talk about that a little bit. Tonight, actually right now, Johnson and Blythe are playing at, and the Pine Dogs are playing at the California Brewing Company tonight. Tomorrow night, Johnson and Blythe will be at the Savory Spoon at 6 p.m. And Friday night, we got Wild Bill and the Mud Wompers will be at Kelly's Pub at 7:30. Black Vinyl 45 will be at the Red Lion Hotel at 9 p.m. Alice Wallace will be at the Dip at 8 p.m. Joe Mason will be at the Vintage Wine Bar starting at 6:30. Sammy Joe will be at the California Brewing Company at 6:30. And Steve, what do we got for Saturday?
Ashley Black at Kelly's Pub at 7:30. Black Vinyl 45 at the Red Lion Hotel at 9 p.m. Sorry, I can't read that writing. George Rogers at the Grape Escape at 7:30. Red Sweater Lullaby at the Sweet Spot at 8 p.m. Jonathan Foster, our friend Jonathan Foster, will be at the Post Office Saloon at 8:30. Mumblefinger at the Woodside Grill at the Gaia Hotel at 6 p.m. And we have Left Hook at the Vintage Wine Bar at 8 p.m. and Bloodshot Moon at the French Gulch Hotel at 7:30.
All right, Sammy Joe and Ruby Tuesday, take it.
All right, this is Sammy Joe, and we're going to start off with a Stevie Nicks song called Edge of 17. And it's from the album Belladonna, released in 1981. And there's a couple of different song connections with this song. She wrote it about, kind of about the death of John Lennon. The line about words from a poet and a voice from the choir was inspired by the death of John Lennon.
And there's also a little Tom Petty connection. Around this time, Stevie Nicks was getting to become really good friends with him. And she was talking to his wife at the time, Jane Petty, and was kind of asking her, like, oh, how and when did you and Tom meet each other? And Jane had a really heavy Southern accent. So she said at the age of 17, but with her accent, it really sounded like she said at the edge of 17. So that's where the title of the song comes from.
That's cool.
So this is The Edge of 17 by Stevie Nicks.
In the wind, in the web that is known, I begin again.
right, the next song we're going to play for you is a Joni Mitchell song, and it's called Big Yellow Taxi, although you might know it as Paved Paradise. I first heard this song, I hadn't really heard the song before, but I got a request for it at French Gulch. Somebody asked me to play it, and I didn't know it. But I went home, and I learned it on guitar, and it was a really cool song, and it's an open D tuning, which I don't know any songs in that key, so I have to bring a separate guitar every time I want to play it, but it's a lot of fun to play, and I'm really glad I got that request.
And that, I have to say, that's one of my favorite covers that you do.
Yeah.
You do an awesome job at it.
And it looks like it'd be really complicated to play, but it's pretty easy once you know it, so it's kind of fun, because then people think that I'm playing a complicated song, but I'm not.
Yeah, it was a big hit out there at the French Gulch Hotel last time you played it there.
Yeah, it was fun. Great. So the next song is Big Yellow Taxi by Joni Mitchell.
They paved paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. They charge the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Up a parking lot.
All right, this next song is Look at Me by John Lennon. It's off of his debut album that came out in 1970 called John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band. I chose to play this song because a friend let me borrow a book that has the last interview that him and Yoko Ono ever did before John Lennon was killed. And I think it really represents the kind of person he was. He just seems like someone who went his whole life trying to find out who he was. And I think maybe that's what we're all doing, actually, now that I think about it. So this is Look at Me by John Lennon.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
Look at me. Who am I supposed to be? Who am I supposed to be? Look at me. What am I supposed to be? What am I supposed to be? Look at me. Here supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Here I am. What can I do for you? What can I do for you? Here I am. Oh, my love. Look at me. Oh, please look at me, my love. Here I am. Oh, my love. Who am I? But me, nobody knows but me. Who am I? Nobody else can see, just you and me. Who are we?
That was Look at Me by John Lennon. This next song is by Paul McCartney, and it's called Heart of the Country, released on the album Ram, which came out in 1971.
And it's the only album accredited to him and Linda, his wife.
And it was also released at the time that him and John Lennon weren't getting along very well, so John thought that a lot of the songs were directed towards him, but they probably weren't. So here we go.
I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go. Looking for a home in the heart of the country.
Heart of the Country by Paul McCartney.
And the next song we're going to also play a Tom Petty song. And this one's called Restless, and it's from the album You're Gonna Get It in 1978.
I don't think this song was very popular, but it's actually one of my favorite Tom Petty songs. Yeah. I'd really like to learn how to play it.
Yeah.
And also, we just wanted to let you guys know that we have an email now. So if you have any requests or any ideas for the show, you can send us an email at strictlyvinyl@kkrn.org, and we'll be checking it. So please send in your requests. And this is Restless by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. That was Restless by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Did you hear Tom Petty sing that song when you saw him in concert, Analog Man?
No, I've never seen him sing that, perform that song. I wish he would. That's a good one.
Cool.
Okay, so our last song of the night is Starman by David Bowie. I don't think we're ready to say goodbye to David Bowie, so yeah. We have to keep playing his songs.
Yep.
This is from the album Ziggy Stardust, released in 1972.
Yeah, and thanks, Eric, for letting us borrow this album.
Thank you, Eric. So here's Starman by David Bowie.
Thank you. didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio, oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll, at a solo set. Then the loud sound, it seemed to fade. Came back like a slow voice on a wave of fate. That weren't no DJ, that was hazy cosmic time.
There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds. There's a
thank you for listening to
Strictly Vinyl.
I just wanted to say rest in peace, Starman. And to remind you guys that we do have an email address. It's strictlyvinyl@kkrn.org. So please feel free to give us any requests you have. And our next show is going to be February the 17th at 8 p.m. You know where to find us. Good night, everyone.
Hi, this is Andrew Bentz. Whenever I'm kicking the can, I always listen to KKRN Radio, 88.5 Round Mountain, California.
Programming on KKRN is supported by listeners like you and the Pit Stop Store, located in downtown Big Bend, right next to the beautiful Pitt River on your way to Iron Canyon Reservoir.